League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media station.
Sounds fascinating.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a f- my arm breathing.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, one to go. 60 minutes left of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, filling in for the Blitz today, who filled in for us as we did a little show flip so that the boys can get safely to Vegas. AJ already airborne, I probably believe, or
I would
surmise he's on his way. Fred and Nick are taking off 10 o'clock tonight.
Yes, sir.
So the rest of the week is going to be great coverage from Vegas of the Pacquiao fight coming up Saturday night, right?
Yep.
Got your suit packed.
Thurman versus Pacquiao. I do, but I mean, I don't necessarily have to, unless there's like some sort of occasion that we have to go to. I mean, I do have a suit packed in the event that we have to.
Think Jake Asman does?
I think he does.
I think the two of you could like recreate twins and just come down the escalator.
No, I don't think Jake and I look anything.
No, you like, don't. But just like Schwarzenegger and Tom, was it Schwarzenegger and Tom Cruise?
I think. What are you referring to?
You want that shot of you standing tall and next to you.
I forgot.
It's like Tom Yao Ming short. Standing next to Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah, he is a shorter individual. That's why I've always talked about how he's so similar to Charlie Polillo.
And he idolizes him too. So yeah. You got that going for you, which is nice. Catch the round tables when those two guys and try and get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, for sure.
That's tough. Did y'all see this? This is a big deal now. This, and the headline is misleading, but last night...
Some of them are.
The
not
Cubs
all.
Had a walk-off home run. And the headline says, man rips ball from child on Cubs game winner. And then you look at the video, and the home run goes into the net above the ivy in Wrigley Field. And two kids reach down, and it doesn't look like they can get to the ball.
It doesn't.
And the guy goes kind of just reaches down, grabs it, picks it up, walks up the aisle, celebrates, waving it in the air, and he's gone. Like, the ones we've seen in the past, including here at Minute Maid Park, is when angry adults literally take the ball, which is being grasped by a small child, and yank it out of their hands and cause a scene and look like complete idiots. This one I'm not so quick to point fault at.
Yeah, and I think it was the camera angle that did him the worst, because if you look at the camera angle, it's so clear that two kids are like, oh my God, I'm going to get this ball, and it just...
But
you know,
it's in the net. It's not in their hands.
Right, but when you're seeing not just one kid, but more than one kid reach for a ball, I can see why it's kind of a bad look. But here's the interesting part about this guy. He's actually called the Mai Tai guy.
And says it on his jersey.
And the reason why he's called the Mai Tai guy is because he's been going there apparently for 20, 25 years. And he, back in the day, a beer would be $1 more expensive than the Mai Tai, but the beer was only 6%. Alcohol, and the Mai Tai was like 12%. So he was thinking more bang for your buck. I just pay an extra buck. I get a drink with 12% alcohol. My point is, he's been there 20 or 25 years. I'm assuming he's caught a couple balls. Like he's you know, and so why don't you just give it to the kid?
Now, I'm okay with that, okay? I'm not saying that, you know, the
And then you know how I feel about grown men in jerseys and wearing gloves to the game anyway, if you don't have a kid.
You and Barry are on that train.
No, I was on that train, and I'm telling you right now, it's just embarrassing, in my opinion. He has no kids. He probably went back up to his seat. He had no one to give that ball to but himself, probably.
So Patrick Creighton said he'd throat punch the guy. Now, I wouldn't call that BS far. On flat out, straight out, no matter what.
And I don't know if Patrick even meant that. I can see him yelling at him for sure, but I don't know if he'll punch him. But yeah,
he used the term yelling loosely. He could be whispering to you and still be yelling because that's how loud he is. But I just throat punch might be a bit much.
Yeah, I just think it's the camera angle, honestly, that did him the worst. Like, if it was a bad camera angle, you wouldn't be able to tell and see the look on these two kids' faces looking back at this adult walk away with their ball.
Now, are you guys with me in the fact that I think people within the bleacher bums at Wrigley should have been yelling at him from the time he started walking up the stairs going, bro, you just ripped it from two kids. Give the kid the ball.
I would approach the guy and say, hey, what do you say, bud? You've been here 25 years. What are you, like 45?
You don't even know the backstory at this point, Nick. You don't know this guy from Adam. So what are you saying to him without knowing that?
I would say, hey, look, what can we consider? May we consider giving that the ball to the kid? And if he says no, I would get another ball and give it to the kid. That's what I would do. Straight up.
And that's the other thing that I have an issue with. I know baseball teams are constantly looking for other revenue streams and all that, but they do it at Minute Maid, and I think they're doing it all over the place now, where every foul ball, whether it's like a swing and bunt that goes to the on-deck circle or anywhere where it stays in the field to play, the ball kids and everybody are instructed to get it to the guy that sits, I think his name is Mike Acosta, and he sits right by the dugout,
yeah.
And he literally puts a hologram on every ball, and then in between innings, they rush it up to the concourse, and if you don't want to get the foul ball the old-fashioned way, you can buy a game-used ball right there on the concourse. I think they're like $45.
Yeah, some of them are like $25, $35, $45. I've seen them range in about that area.
And it varies. Like if it's an Altuve foul ball, it's more expensive than a Mariznick foul ball.
For sure. For sure.
And you guys are cool with that?
I didn't know. I mean, traditionally, is that not normal? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't go to many baseball games.
For years, the whole thing was, and a lot of teams went out of their way, especially if they weren't like championship competing teams, they'd be like, hey, the ball, especially down the lines and everywhere else, every ball you get, give it to a fan. Give it to a fan. Because you know what? That fan, if they get a ball, chances are they're coming back. But now they're selling it on the concourse. I just think that looks too money hungry for a team that had 18 ring nights last year.
What about the Astros, though? Are they the only team that's doing that?
No, I think I would think there's more and more teams doing it. The problem is the market's smaller in Tampa when you're only getting 6,000 in the entire building.
What if you have a little kid and what if Taylor's crying up and down and she really wants a baseball? What are you going to do? And you didn't get one.
Tell her to start learning the backhand.
You're trying to catch up.
Tell her the glove work's got to improve. I need her to make that play.
What if it was like father versus father, like you and another father chasing down a ball? Like, would you like bulldoze him? Like, would you tackle him? Like, how physical would you get?
Well, first of all, if Taylor is cognizant of what's going on and she wants that ball and it's me against another father, he's losing.
For sure. No question.
No question.
You got to go low.
I'm cagey and I'm capable. But the thing to me is I think part of the allure of kids going to games is, and that's why they bring their mitt, is because they want to get a chance to get a foul ball. They want to be in the middle of all that. So I think that selling them on the concourse, I mean, look, growing up, we didn't have that kind of cash anyway, but growing up, that wasn't an alternative to go buy. That's a rich kid's way of being able to win out.
Yeah.
Well, daddy bought me a ball. Well, that's BS.
If I were to agree with you, and I don't necessarily disagree with you, the reason why I would is because when I do go, because I've walked by and seen the store, I don't feel like it's a hot seller, man. I don't feel like these baseballs are like flying off the shelves, to be honest with you. I've never seen any fan purchase it. I've just seen them on the shelf. I've never seen one Astros fan purchase this ball.
Now, obviously, we know there's a demand for home run balls. And broken
for
bats,
sure.
Game-used broken
they
bats.
They sell that, too.
Yeah, I know, because they sell all that, too. That's the other thing. If I'm a player, and every player has their own bat deal. If I'm a player and I break my bat, that's not yours, that's mine.
Yeah.
So, like, if I want to do it, and I like Tony Kemp, what he likes to do is randomly, he'll pick from a bunch of people that have retweeted him or followed him. He'll give them a pair of his game-worn spikes. He'll do things like that. Same thing. If I'm a player, and obviously I don't know what's going on during the game, but if one of my people, my family or otherwise, go, hey, George Springer, do you know they're selling your bats in the store for like $450? I'd be like, whoa, time out, man. My deal with my bat company, those are my bats. Who said you can just take that because it was used in a game and sell it on the concourse?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a deal, I can see how that a player would be bothered. It's always a bad look when the player starts talking about that stuff, though. I would imagine they send like some sort of like their rep or something like that to do that, right?
Yeah.
Are they the ones just blasting everybody
like,
for selling their bat?
Like, I've never been a fan of guys that sell their autograph. Like, when I was a kid, I was a huge... I would collect autographs.
O.J. Simpson is killing it right now with that.
I see what you did there.
He's killing it.
Is he wearing gloves? the thing to me is, is I just never saw the value in paying for an autograph. Part of the challenge was, to me, was to catch the player at the right time, pregame, postgame, whatever, and get him to sign it. And like, we used to bring our glove to games and then have the Brewers players all sign the glove. And that was part of the deal was, look at that, man. I was able to get to the game, get all these guys sign my glove before the game.
Yeah.
But players make millions and millions of dollars. Are you telling me that you need that much more to get 120 bucks for your autograph? I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I mean, if you're like a player that's not on a small deal, yeah, I can totally see that. Like, it shouldn't matter to you.
All right. I want to get this real quick before we get the break, because we're probably going to switch gears. Chris wants to get in here real quick on game used balls. Chris, you want to get in here real quick? What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to comment. I went to the Rockies game. I was one of the 1,000 Astros fans that were at that first game. And when I walked up, they just happened to be selling all the game used balls right at the top of our section. They ranged anywhere from $30 to $175 for game used balls.
And you saw people buy them?
Yeah, I ended up picking up the Stubbs hit ball, but they had the Altuve hit was 175. The Springer hit was like 150. It's crazy how long the line ended up getting once they brought him up there, like the fourth inning.
That's unreal. And you're for that, Chris, or against it?
I mean, he bought one.
I like, this is the first time I've gotten a game used ball, and I feel like it's the only way I would ever get one at this point in time, but. Okay. I would rather they just give them all to the kids in the stands.
That's where I'm going. All right, Chris, we appreciate the call, man. I just wanted to get that in because we want to change gears. But
yeah,
that's good input there.
I didn't know. I've never seen that. I've seen the store, and that's probably why I didn't see many people like sell or buy that.
That's my big
issue. There's cooler stuff in the store, like jerseys.
And you're jacking the price for the road team. So an Altuve foul ball, you're trying to cash in on 175, and the bats are higher than that. Where's all that money going? Don't tell me it's... Now, if you tell me it's going to charity, I may change my tune a little bit, but the fact that you know they're pocketing that cash, that would bother me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, we're rolling through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Been on some pimp. Approach every woman like a potential mistress. Shine bright, make sure that X stay tight, because tonight I might meet my next ex-wife.
Rockefeller. Rough Riders. Swiss beats.
It's almost over, y'all.
Jigga. I really stand.
Lights out.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be. If you're fighting traffic, trying to get home in rush hour. If you're looking for the blitz, we've said this several times, but we did a little flip-flop today.
Sorry, they'll be back tomorrow from Vegas, but they'll be on the air back at their normal time slot tomorrow.
And we did that because of AJ's flight to get into Vegas.
Well, because AJ was talking, he explained the situation. He cannot, for the first time, I don't know if it's first time, but for the first time, at least in a long time, he's not staying for the fight.
Right.
And so he's flying out today, but because he has to come back on Friday, he could not leave on one of the same flights that we're leaving on today. You get what I'm saying? Because he has to come back on Friday.
The price of the flight would go up.
That's just the way they set it up. That's just the way.
I think if you don't stay on a Saturday night, you have to do something like that, or the price goes up.
And that's why he could not find a flight leaving from Houston outside, I guess, 6 o'clock.
That's also why, Aaron, maybe you can verify he wasn't as quick to bust our balls today.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he was.
Did he bust our balls?
I didn't hear it.
He'd be calling it the big show, and he'd be saying, hey, why do they get to say that? And then, you know, and boy, they're getting a big bonus today because they're getting the good slot, and they better not lose any of our listeners. Those kind of things normally come out of his mouth. But today was actually fairly pleasant.
I wouldn't be surprised if they said that.
Aaron, but, can you verify?
No, we all three encourage them to listen to this show because it all counts for all of our same numbers.
Wow. Maybe the tables are turning and the boss man is getting it. That's awesome. Instead of bashing your own, pump them up a little. That's awesome.
All right, parents, listen up. Especially those who have kids, first graders to eighth graders. If you want to register your kid to have a chance to get some baseball instruction from Astros All-Star George Springer, Houston Methodist is having the George Springer Baseball Pro Camp at Friendswood High School. Graders to eighth graders. If you want to register, go to ESPN975.com and win a spot for your kid today.
Very nice.
There you go.
ESPN975.com. Lots to do there. Download the app. Catch up on what you missed on your favorite shows. And enter for a chance for a kid to win. A chance to get some instruction from George Springer. Hard to beat all that. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Text line agrees with you, Nick. Grown men shouldn't wear jerseys, period.
Yeah, I know. Some people are really get really mad about that. Because I know we had an intern that was like 44.
Oh, my God, every day.
And he was really mad that I said that.
Like, you told him that?
I said it on the air, and then he approached me in the hallways. He was not happy.
His name Mike or something?
I forgot his name.
David or Mike, one of those two. Yeah, he
saw jerseys. Oh, it is David, because he kept saying David.
He would wear jerseys almost every day.
Astros jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he was 44.
He wasn't the only one. There was also someone that I appreciate correcting me on the text line. Twins was Arnold Schwarzenegger, yes, and Danny DeVito.
Correct.
Not Tom Cruise. I was wrong, but you can get the gist of what I was doing there with the size difference. I like the picture of you and Jake in your suits going down the escalator.
No, negative. Here's a tweet. This is an interesting tweet from Yo Adrian. For those of you, and I don't know if this is true, but I feel like Yo Adrian is
a solid people.
He's a decent source.
Got really
good source.
Bad taste in universities that he backs. But
so,
other than that,
so according to him, easiest way to get game used balls is to ask umpires when they are leaving the field. So I don't know if that's Aaron. Have you ever heard of anything? No, I've never. I don't know how you can. And I guess
I've some
never umpires
heard that,
are cool.
But when you think about it, it makes sense. But you would think that the umpires would obviously do it with kids in mind. But if you know, the umpire's locker room is located at Minute Maid. They're at the end of the visitors' team dugout. Then there's a camera well. And then past the camera well, there's a staircase that goes downward to where the umpires. If you're on the third baseline, it's worth a shot because you think about it. At the end of the game, the home plate umpire in particular has a pouch full of probably 6 or 8 baseballs. What's he going to do with them? I don't think they recycle them. Every night, the umpires have to rub down with that, was it Mississippi mud they call it? But they rub it down to get that kind of glaze off of them and get them game ready. That's what they do a couple hours before every game.
Okay.
To rub down the baseballs. So I don't think they can reuse them from game to game. So it makes sense. You maybe get a chance to get a ball for your kid and you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. A little loophole.
I'm still fired up about that bat thing.
I guess, I don't know if I said something weird on the liner, but Eric Graham on Twitter, as opposed to all the parents who don't have kids. I mean, am I missing something?
The big thing is the parents can't participate, okay?
You register for your kid to win. It says right here on the copy.
Right. So what we're
trying to
do.
I get what he was saying.
What was he saying? He was
just can't be a parent unless you have kids.
Yeah, but why? That's such a useless ass tweet.
But you also went on an extra sentence and said they have to be between first grade and eighth grade.
Okay.
So I think his ears heard parents that have kids and then didn't hear you say if you have a kid between first grade and eighth grade.
Okay.
Because that was the way you qualified it. You said parents if you have kids, parents with kids, if you have a kid between first grade and eighth grade, you can go play for George Springer.
You want me to solve this for you, Nick?
Sure.
Did you write it?
I did not.
You just read it, right?
Correct.
Okay, you know where to go.
Okay. All right. Just sorry, Eric. I guess this is what Joel and Barry go through.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just don't pay attention to it, honestly. I just, yeah, my bad. Eric Graham.
Like, we have so many people that have been blocked, but they show up in the deleted items.
No, I'm not blocking them.
I don't block them, but I let Barry just look at the inbox. I look at the deleted items, and then we roll on with our day.
Yeah.
And that's as simple as it has to be.
It's all good. So,
I want to tell you, you guys heard about the cereal pooper?
No. You told me in the break, but I had no idea. So you're going to have to give me the details.
So yeah, this is almost like Caddyshack. Remember when everybody gets out of the pool real quick and he goes and he gets you into a chocolate bar?
Yep. I played that scene on the air, I think.
Suburban Detroit, of all places. Okay? But a suburban Detroit neighborhood pool so far out that it's amongst the cornfields would have to deal with a cereal pooper. That's exactly what they have to do in Macomb County. That's right. Someone's pooping in the neighborhood pool and causing the neighborhood association to close down the operation until the logs can be fished out of the pool. They've gotten so bad that Buckingham Recreational Facilities is going to cancel its annual carnival so they can pay for another pool staffer that can stop the serial pooper by being security and watching the waters of the pool. I cannot believe that this kind of thing is happening. We had the thing a couple weeks ago where the pooper was like taking neighborhood cars and like putting their poop on the door handles and trying to set people up. What the hell happened to just sitting on the commode and being done with it?
I was telling you, man. I told you when working for my dad, I told you that story. people are weird with what they do with that stuff. It's just weird. You would think they, you know, especially adults would know where to go, but no, it's not the case. Do you think Taylor, I mean, that's what, isn't that Taylor, what Taylor does when she doesn't want to go swimming? She just drops a bomb in the pool.
She threw up in the pool.
I thought she dropped a bomb.
No, remember, that's what pissed us off.
Because they had to cancel the entire lesson.
No. So she was so embarrassed because she threw up in the pool, and that means the entire rest of the day is canceled. They have to fish the throw up out. They got to, you know, completely sterilize the whole pool, the decks, everything like that. And Lisa was mortified that her daughter was that kid. So Taylor obviously felt bad about it. So the next week at class, the instructor pulled out a fake plastic piece of poop and looked at my child and said, "Did you do this?" And she was so embarrassed and mortified, she got out of the pool and went running, crying, and Lisa had to go in. And good thing Lisa kept it from me till we were done for the day and in the car. I was going back, going, what in their right mind, for any instructor, thinks it's a good idea to accuse a kid who's already mortified about a pool experience to say, "Did you do this?" and carry plastic poop in their swimsuit shorts?
I totally missed this story. You're trying to tell me your teacher played a prank on your kid with fake poop?
I was livid, boy. I'm telling you.
What?
And Lisa's like, "Don't go back in there." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" She was already gone. I was on my way back in, and Lisa goes, "I just saw her. She went in her car and she drove away."
She wasn't gone. She was in the back. She was hiding.
I was pissed.
That's hilarious. I mean, you should be mad, but that's funny, me not being the parent, but that's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm not pleased about that.
Is she still doing the fake poop thing? You think she's learned from that?
I hope she has, because I'll tell you what, you catch the wrong parent at the wrong time, and you ain't dealing with just a couple of words being said. People can come at you for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, even at games, like Little League games, I've seen a couple parents go at it at a Little League game here in Texas.
AJ was ready to go at the manager of the opposing team.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the other day.
I would be scared if AJ was the parent, though, because then you get head kicked.
Well, the other thing is, if you're a coach of a Little League team, you don't call anybody's wife any names, especially if it involves the B word.
Yeah, for sure.
Just be smarter than that.
For sure.
You deserve what's coming to you if you did that. All right, we got a half hour to go on the show. We're going to take a quick break, come back with a whole lot more. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, there's time to join us. 713-780-3776. You can text that number. You can call that number. You can always hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, "Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final half hour of the show. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll take you till 7. Then I believe there's a little bit of late hits coming your way with PC Patrick Creighton. So turn the volume down, and you will be thoroughly filled with plenty of volume through your airwaves as PC takes you around the horn for a while. I want to tell you this good news from the Round Rock Express. Both Aledmys Diaz and Carlos Correa will be in the lineup tonight for the Express starting at 7:05. Correa to play short, Diaz to play third. A little bit of a quirky thing here, though. Diaz will wear 1. Correa will wear 10 for the Express. Why? Correa wears 1 all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't explain that.
That's a little bit of a different
quirk, but did this just come out?
Yeah, it just came out. The Express just tweeted it. But good news is they're both on their way back, which means Tyler White can be out at any time. Get them rehabbing as quick as possible. Get them back in the lineup, and then we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Interesting. So when is this timetable...
Who?
Correa.
The thing is, they haven't told us about Diaz, and so his hamstring has been longer than like half the season. But Correa, they moved Correa to the 60-day DL because they were making some roster moves in the last couple of days with starting pitching and everything like that. But I think even still, he's been out long enough to where he can come back at any time too. So what the Stros normally do is before you can come back from an injury of that magnitude is you have to at least go two games. I think Altuve was two or three, but you got to go two or three games in the minor leagues just to get
rehab
and get your timing back. You know,
I think it's 1 week, right, for Correa.
I haven't seen that, but I would expect them back within the next week or so. I think when you're going to be around when the Astros come back off this road trip, I would say sometime during the homestand, I'd say there's a pretty good chance you see one, if not both.
No, I mean 1 week for at least rehab assignments. That is like
no, it's normally two or three games.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, here's an interesting story that I just saw Raheel tweet out.
You were bothered by this. Your guy,
yeah, Tupac, my man. So according to Complex, Jerry Foxhoven, who is the director of Iowa's Department of Human Services, was told to resign after being a outspoken Tupac fan. And when they say outspoken, they mean he sent emails to 4,300 employees regarding Tupac's birthday, just for his love of Tupac. The very next day, the governor fired him.
Why?
I have no idea. The only excuse that they said is that this wasn't the only reason why he was fired and that it was a number of things, but they wouldn't list it. I think he should be commended. And
that's
the thing
your guy.
Is,
yeah, I mean, give me a reason why that was a bad move.
And would it be a shock to you to say that that's what he looks like?
Is that the guy that was tweeting out, I mean, texting out that it was Tupac's birthday?
Emailing, yeah.
The guy that fired him?
No, that's the guy that got fired.
Yeah, that's not
that's
exactly.
That's Jerry Foxhoven. He's the director
that's
of.
That's not who I was expecting.
Yeah. He's got some respect for Tupac.
His hair is whiter than he is.
How do we not know that it wasn't someone like got a hold of his email account and just?
Well, you could say you were hacked, but I don't know from a government account.
4,300 emails. That's like
from a state account, which is a government account to some degree.
Oh yeah,
I don't think you were hacked.
You don't think so?
No,
you don't think they can get hacked?
I mean, they can, but
maybe they can't. I don't know. It's possible.
Care to chime in on this one?
I don't know.
Did you hear, by the way, that the director of Space Jam 2, starring LeBron James, already out? Gone?
Why?
They won't say. They're trying to say it's amicable, but we know how LeBron can be when we look at the coaches.
You're
that he
blamed
had
it on LeBron.
Over the years. I'm just saying, Terrence Nance, who's the director of Space Jam 2, or was.
You can't blame LeBron for every damn thing.
Is exiting the project and will be replaced by veteran comedy director Malcolm D. Lee. Per the report, his departure was described as amicable, with the crux of the split being the director and studio and producers having different creative visions for the project. Essentially, LeBron didn't like the way this project was going.
Look, I'm about ready for that movie to come out anyway, because when is it supposed? It's not even next year.
You're going to go see it?
Yeah, I'd watch it. You ain't going to watch Space Jams?
Hell no.
I would totally watch Space Jams. I don't care. Call me what you want.
Hey, you want a conspiracy theory, guys?
What?
Guess who's in the movie besides LeBron James?
Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Guess how much extra Anthony Davis is going to be paid to be in that movie after joining the LA Lakers? I'm betting $4 million. Why? Because he waived that $4 million trade kicker so that the Lakers could get another max deal if they needed to. Don't tell me that hasn't crossed somebody's mind.
I don't know. It does make sense to have them both in it, though, considering they could, you know, LA is a big market.
Makes dollars and cents, Nick.
It does.
See what it
does.
There?
It does. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's that. If that's
Thank
the way
you two shows nightly, please remember to tip your bartenders and wait staff on the way out.
But I mean, you're putting him to work to earn his $4 million back is basically what you're doing.
Bro, you're going to be rolling hand over fist, and you know that you take care of your bro who took care of the team, trying to get your team to be better. And LeBron's behind this whole thing, and he's big on the production side. Oh, come on, man. It's too easy.
I've never seen LeBron. Has he done acting before? I don't feel like, I mean, I don't want
to. Does he have to? Did Michael do any acting before he got Space Jam?
No, he doesn't have to because of a name recognition.
Don't count the Gatorade and the Hanes commercials.
I'm just saying, is he going to be good at it or decent at it, right? Because some people can cross over.
Sure, but do people care? It's LeBron James in a movie that's going to have cartoon characters. It's all about the kids.
If it's,
the kids aren't going to be giving them Academy Awards. They're just going to be going to see
LeBron. Kids are not
going to
care, right, for sure. I guess
he'll get killed on social media, I'm sure, if he sucks. But
yeah, I mean, I think so too. But people are pretty critical. I mean, you know, I was a big fan of Will Smith in the Aladdin movie, And he got killed.
You just loved Aladdin, period, because you liked the way they rubbed the lamp.
See, I knew you were going to say something.
You got
like
that smoke. You said that you took a date and it went well. So I'm just, you know, that's a good move, right?
LeBron was on Trainwreck and Amy Schumer, and he was great, according to Yo Adrian. So I'll take his word for it.
Well, you're all over Yo Adrian today.
I'm just saying.
You're pumping him up.
He's tweeting at us. He hasn't About really time. Been tweeting.
Yeah, he's been MIA for a while because his hurricanes suck.
Because he what?
Because the Miami Hurricanes suck. He's supposed to wear a Wisconsin turnover chain like for a year straight for all the losses the Badgers put on him when he was bragging and coming to remotes with his hurricane stuff on.
Is this you?
Hurricane taking... Bucky took his ass out 2 years in a row. It's just me talking a little smack to my man Adrian.
All right. I mean, he's been contributing to the show, helping out, and you're just, you know, throwing jabs.
He's been MIA. He used to. And so you're against me on this whole thing? Aaron's with me. LeBron's paying AD extra.
No, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I couldn't tell you.
Does it make sense?
That you put somebody...
That it would happen. That it could happen.
For me, kind of no. The only reason why I say that is because you're going to put some guy to work to make that money. Like, how much money is he possibly
going to... He was in the movie anyway. He was going to get paid. This is just a way to get back his $4 million that he gave back so the Lakers get better.
I mean, I guess it's semi-believable. I don't necessarily... I don't know. I don't know if that's the reason. Aaron, so you're in complete agreement with him, right?
I think it's going to happen.
Yep.
I think this deal happened before
they
ever made the trade. I think he was already signed on to the movie. His agent said,
by
the way. But
in anticipation that was going to happen?
Yeah.
I don't think Rob Pelinka's that smart.
No, I think I don't know.
Okay.
You've had dealings with Rob Pelinka, right?
Not like that.
I think his agent might have braced him for it and said, by the way, if you do it this way, we're going to be able to work you a couple extra bucks cash on the movie side.
Guess who his agent is, Aaron? Rich Paul. Guess who's Rich Paul's best friend and agent? LeBron James. I rest my case. We got one segment to go on the show.
Pink Valkyrie, you're not chopped liver. I see you. You've been contributing too. I see you.
Oh, Pinky, settle down. Okay. One segment to go on the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the show. Really appreciate you guys, the suspects and the blitzers and everybody going with us on this switch today, this flip, so that we could help everybody out.
Thank you for tolerating us.
Yeah, and good solid look. Whether you agree with us or disagree with us, for the most part, again, like we always say, 90%+ of the text messages, the tweets, all solid discussions.
Yeah.
Point, counterpoint, love it. News of the day in case you missed it. Noe Ramirez was suspended for 3 games and fined for hitting Jake Mariznick last night. Brad Ausmus suspended for a game. He'll miss tonight's game. You have given me the lineup card in which Tyler White is in it, so I'm already angry when I will drive home tonight. If you missed any part of that or any other parts of the show, you can check it out on the podcast.
Yeah, no Yordan, and Mariznick is in it as well.
Yordan out, Tyler White in is a travesty all in itself for a team that needs wins, and it's good that Gerrit Cole's on the mound. The Thunder have halted trade talks with Chris Paul after talking to Paul and his agent. They said attempts have stalled, and they said there is a good chance he will play with the team for the Thunder, including one report from Adrian Wojnarowski, which is basically saying both sides have said that there are positives to him playing the year out in OKC. I just don't understand that. I can see him playing up until the trade deadline or the All-Star break and then being moved on to try and help a team. But for whatever the reason...
So the fact that there's... them struggling to find a place for him is not a possibility in your mind.
I can find a place for Tyler White. I can put it. Oh,
Chris Paul. For Chris Paul.
I think that the contract. Everybody knows this as a Rockets fan. The contract is just they're finding it too difficult to move. The reason why it made sense for OKC to make a move with Miami is Dragic is an expiring deal at over $20 million a year, I believe. So you can get You can suffer through 1 year with one guy on your team making a whole boatload of money if it means you get Chris Paul's money off the books. You want to suck anyway to get the highest draft picks possible. And in the process of doing all that, you probably get an extra draft pick or two from Miami as well. It just, again, speeds up the assets that you have to work with trying to rebuild the team.
And there's no possibility that perhaps they've had discussions like a verbal agreement with another team that says maybe we'll just hold off now. It makes more sense from a number standpoint to just hold off and then do this next season. You don't see that as a possibility.
I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, but I think more so than anything else, I think if you're Miami too, you obviously want to be bargaining from a position of power, and they don't have as much power if they go in and take a team like OKC. If they just walk away from it now, it puts the pressure on the Thunder to make a move. Otherwise, the Thunder and the whole world knew they're trying to make a deal for Chris Paul. So it's basically they have the power until you call their bluff and go, guess what? We're out. We're going to hold off for now. Now the Thunder either are going to panic and give you a better deal, or they're going to have to suck it up and deal with either trying to find another trade option for Paul or do what they're saying right now, which is take him and play him. But again, we forget this, but they use the media as a pawn. Agents do it, general managers do it. And so that might be the furthest thing from the truth if you're Sam Presti. But if you put it out there, now the pressure, the power's in your back pocket because you're like telling the world, I'm okay if I play him on our team this year. And Miami starts going, what do we do now? We want this guy. We need this guy. And now he's saying he may just keep him for the year. We're screwed.
It is going to be interesting because I did tweet out that I expected a buyout, but after all the reports of him being, oh yeah, it's definitely a trade, definitely a trade, definitely a trade. I was like, okay, it looks like he's going to get traded. Now it swung back the other way. So I don't know. It's a tricky situation regardless because of his age and because he's not the same Chris Paul. I hate to say it.
If you're an Aggie fan, we'll leave you with this. Jimbo Fisher just landed one of the top-rated dual-threat quarterbacks in the country. Haynes King is selected at Texas A&M over Tennessee, Auburn, and Duke. 6'3", 185 quarterback, one of the top-rated QBs in the country. So congratulations if you're an Aggie fan. Nick, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Aaron, sir. Thank you, Blitzers. Thank you, Aaron.
Fun, Blitzers and Suspects. You travel safe, my friend. We look forward to getting updates from you on the road. And we'll be back in our regular time slot tomorrow, 1 to 4. Y'all have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you then.
That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the...
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.